Sports Gone Postal Emergency Pod Breaking News starts now. Woo! All right. We said it last episode. We called it. We said it. You heard it here first. Lindy Ruff is back. We're going to do our episode tomorrow with the NFL draft, but here we are. Lindy Ruff is back. I'm just going to call out just stats on our boy Lindy Ruff, former captain of Buffalo Sabres in 86-87. Between coaching and playing for the Buffalo Sabres, a total of 25 seasons. That's insane. His record, 571, 432 losses, 162 ties with the Buffalo Sabres as a coach. That's pretty good. All these other jabronis.
Let's go, Bob. I am 100% back on the wagon.
He is on the wagon. Rico was a little out tonight. He was here. He's like, screw it. So
now I'm back on the Sabres wagon. Lindy Ruff, let's go, baby. I'm in.
I love it.
I'm in. It's my childhood all over again.
He did little stints after the Sabres to the Rangers, to Dallas, to New Jersey, here. Finally, he's back. He's back.
A lot of our listeners called in today, so we had to make an emergency podcast.
Yeah, people were emailing, voicing us. We were working. I'm like, Rico, yeah. Uncle was the one who said, we got to do an emergency podcast.
An emergency. Woo, woo.
We had to do an emergency podcast. I'm excited. I'm excited.
All right. So we got a couple calls from a couple listeners. So we figure we'll do like a little tiny podcast and we'll figure it out on the way. Should we just get started, Bob?
Yeah, I just want to do one more fun fact. Lindy Ruff was actually traded from the Buffalo Sabres, as you know, last year as a player, to the Rangers for a draft pick. And that draft pick turned into a solid defenseman, Richard Schmelick. I never knew that because I was, you know, 5 years old. So whatever, just a fun fact.
Yeah, it's fun. Very fun. Yeah. How fucking fun was that? Yeah. My Lindy Ruff was a fucking my childhood, my entire childhood. So I am so fucking pumped up right now.
Yes.
Let's start it off. We're going to start with Boyle.
Rip it.
Boyle from Long Island. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. This is Boyle from Long Island. Yeah, yeah. Just heard the news. Lindy Ruff is back on the Buffalo Sabres. Yeah, good one. Let's just run back to the ex-girlfriend. Not. I'll hang up and listen.
Wow. All
right.
That guy sounds like Yeah Yeah from The Sandlot.
He's a lot of negativity.
Yeah.
I don't like the negativity.
He's got a point there. Like, things didn't work out with the ex. You're just going to run back because it just feels comfortable.
It's been how long? 13 years?
True. It's not like 3 months, you know, it's like 13 years.
Yeah.
We're both still single, still miserable. Let's get the band back together.
Yeah. It's time. It's time to get them back. All right. Let's,
I love it. Thank you, Boyle from Long Island.
Boyle from Long Island. You are the man. Let's go to Dean from Thunder Bay.
Hey, how you doing? This is Dean from Thunder Bay. Home of the Bombers. Longtime listener, eh? Love the show. Just heard about the Lindy Ruff hire. Never heard of him, eh? Kind of sounds like a nice puppy dog, eh? I'll hang up and listen.
Wow. Yeah. He doesn't even know who Lindy Ruff is. Thanks for the call, I think. But he's listening. That's all that matters. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Dean. Yes, that was
Dean,
a great call.
Dean, do I have to do my stats again that I looked up today? I gotta do my stats.
Yeah, this is a mini-sode, so I think we should just move on. I think it was Canadian. I don't know what he was going for there.
Eh?
Let's go to Jay from Lovejoy. You're on.
Lindy fucking Ruff, are you kidding me? This guy's a has-been. I mean, we're just recycling old garbage at this point. I can't believe this team and where we're headed. Straight down the drain. I mean, you know what's going to happen? We might make the cusp of the playoffs like we have been for the past fucking...
This guy's funny.
Who knows how many years. And then what? You know, we're not going to win a cup with this fucking guy. He's no good. He's garbage. I mean, the entire front office needs to be fired, and we need to start over. It's a fucking dumpster fire.
All right. Well,
hey, Jay, thanks for the call. You're entitled to your opinion. That's what Debbie said a few calls ago. Get rid of the whole office. They got rid of the coach who brought back Lindy. Lovejoy. That's Rico. That's Lovejoy
Pizza. That's my spot, man. Yeah, Jay, hey. We got the Lovejoy connection here.
Thanks for the call, Jay. Jay says he's recycled. So
yeah, I know, but I hate.
We got a lot of haters tonight.
It's a lot of hating, Lindy Ruff hating, and you know what? And I will fight that all day. We were first reporting.
But like I said, our boy Lindy, you look him up on the. Wikipedia. He lives in Clarence. His family resides in Clarence, New York. So again, what coach is going to come here? You know, no one's coming here. Lindy's coming here because he lives here. That's it. So you tell me a coach is going to come here.
I'm 100% in. So fuck it. And I'm back on the wagon.
Uncle,
this is the only thing I would have brought me back to my the wagon. So
Rico, Uncle is back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Can't wait to go to games with you. Just scream, Uncle Rico.
All right, we got two more here. So we're gonna get Ray from Williamsville. A lot of haters here.
Hi, this is Ray. From Williamsville, I just heard the news about Lindy Ruff is back in Buffalo. What's next? We're bringing back Dominic Hasek? What about Pat LaFontaine? Maybe Lindy Ruff can just suit up and get back on the ice and he can play too.
How old is this guy?
Can you bring back my favorite, Gilbert Perreault? We can't find anybody. I guess we just hire back our own. Alright. I'll hang up and listen.
Alright, yes. Please hang up and please listen. Alright, this fucking guy.
That is our oldest fan. I'm going to say about 95 years old. That's hilarious.
I think he just
bring back
hammered.
Hasek. You might as well bring back Fontaine. He's got a point. He's like, why the F are we bringing back all these? A lot of haters. But we had
it's
to do the
haters.
Emergency pod. We had to do it.
Hey, emergency pod. That's okay. We're not haters. They are all haters, and that's okay. We are here to play your voicemails, and we appreciate it.
We like it rough.
All your voicemails, and you could send them to memo.mem.fm/sportsgonepostal, and you let us know what you think about the Lindy Ruff trade or the NFL draft. Let us know. And Bob, I think we got one more here. Should we play it now?
Let's rip it.
All right. This is Debbie. Debbie's back.
She's back. She's a big Sabre fan.
Hey, Buffalo Bob, Uncle Rico, and Jumpin' Justin. Good news on Lindy Ruff.
Jumpin' Justin.
This is new nickname.
From West Seneca. So happy to hear about Lindy being back. I think he's going to take the Sabres in the right direction.
There we go.
You guys have some chatter about that. Also, I hope your feet are getting clean, Buffalo Bob. Take care, guys, and go Sabres.
Wow, she's listening. She knows my feet.
Yeah, Val, what? How's your? How are your feet doing?
My feet are excellent. They're not black good anymore? for about a month. Then it rains, and then I get pissed off all over again. I feel like I'm getting older. I'm turning into George Costanza. I'm just getting like pissed off at the dumbest shit, like all the
George
time.
Costanza.
Just everything just irritates me all the time.
It's a summer of Bob. Anyways, Debbie,
Finally, we get a call, a positive call.
Yeah,
finally.
Positive call. Thank you. We really appreciate positive calls. So we're a pro Lindy on this podcast for sure, 100%. So thank you, Debbie.
I love it. Lindy Ruff is going to work the shit out of these kids. His reputation as a player was toughness and hard work. That's what these kids need.
Hey, that's what I was a fucking huge fucking Sabres fan when Lindy Ruff was here, man. I will not. I am 100% back on the fucking wagon now. 100%.
Sweet. We're going to go. We got to go get a 10 pack. Whatever we're going to do for next season.
We're going to go get a Lindy Ruff tattoo.
Yeah, well, you get yours first and I'll follow. You got to say, I like it rough.
All right. Anything else, Bob? I think
no.
This Emerger pod.
That's it. You can find us at Sports Postal on Twitter. Or it's X now, formerly known as Twitter. You can find us there. Yeah,
and
that's
about
it.
Leave your voicemails at memo.fm/sportsgunpostal. We want your voicemails about the NFL draft. We want your voicemails about the NBA playoffs and also the NHL playoffs. So, and
yeah,
your
who do
Kentucky
you like
Derby.
In NBA? Who do you like in NHL? Kentucky Derby's right around the corner.
Kentucky Derby.
Caitlin Clark
too.
Is coming up May 12th, 14th. It's everything's draft lottery soon, too, for NHL. We have a 3% chance to go up to number one. That, too. There's a lot of stuff. Whatever you guys want. NFL draft preview tomorrow night. So get them in tonight or tomorrow. Because tomorrow night we are having the NFL draft podcast.
Everything's happening here on Sports Gun Postal.
Oh.
Follow us on Twitter at Sports Gun Post.
Hey, Rico. Rico, get some sleep.
Yeah. And we'll see you all. We'll catch your ass down the road. Peace.
For life.
For life!